Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Grindstone Fitness Studio, a full-service gym offering equipment for traditional exercise like weight and cardiovascular training, as well as specialized classes. Choices include personal training, spinning, yoga, Pilates, and more. All classes taught by certified professionals. More information is available at 443-4447, Grindstone Fitness Studio, 3005 Chinaberry Drive in Columbia.
Welcome to Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helsher. National Nurses Week is celebrated annually from May 6th through May 12th and coincides with the birthday of Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing. Because of the timing of the show and when it airs, we thought we'd get a head start on discussing this topic. Nurses work long hours in a caring profession, and having a dedicated week set aside each year allows us to show them our appreciation for their commitment and their contributions. With me today to discuss National Nurses Week are two University of Missouri healthcare nurses, Joni Baum, a registered nurse on 5 West at University Hospital, and Liz Lafoe, a registered nurse in emergency services at University Hospital. Thank you both for being with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First, why don't you, Liz, let's start with you. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do and where you work at University Hospital?
I feel very fortunate to be a nurse in the emergency room at University Hospital, where I get to take care of a wide variety of patients that we see every day. We're also a Class 1 trauma center, the only one in mid-Missouri. So we take care of patients ranging from critical illnesses, who have recently been in an automobile accident, everything from that to the stomach flu. And I feel so lucky to work in a place where every day is an adventure, and I truly do get to make a difference in the lives of my patients.
Is it something that you decided to do? I mean, emergency services, or was that just kind of where you ended up being? What went into that process?
It's an interesting story. I actually started working in the burn intensive care unit the year after I graduated nursing school, which was an incredible experience, and they have a really great team up there. Towards the end of my first year as a nurse, I got to float, which means I worked in departments that weren't my home departments. Mm-hmm. So I was working in the other ICUs, both at the University Hospital and Women's and Children's, and I also spent a great deal of time in the emergency room and ended up transferring down there towards the end of my first year in nursing.
How about you, Joni? Why don't you tell me a little bit about where you work?
I work on 5 West at University Hospital. We are a medical surgical floor focusing mostly on the surgical aspect. We treat patients on the trauma services, the general surgery services. We also have some vascular services, plastic surgery, cardiothoracic surgery, basically any kind of surgery patient, not including oncology. And on top of that, we get any kind of patients from another service who might require heart monitoring. They come to our floor because we have that available to us. I chose medical surgical nursing coming out of nursing school. It wasn't my first choice, but I discovered that as a brand new nurse starting out, it was a great place to learn a lot of things in a short period of time. As you can probably tell, we have a wide variety of patients and a wide variety of diagnoses and a wide variety of treatments. And so it's the adult population, but with our trauma service, we can go all the way down to age 15. So I have age 15 all the way up until I've had patients in their hundreds. And so I've seen a little bit of everything on my job.
Well, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier, and I mentioned the story about my wife and I having a baby at Women's and Children's Hospital, and how certainly the care we received was outstanding, but the idea of having a nurse there and the interaction that occurs, where, you know, somebody like me that was so nervous and getting information from them and being more relaxed about the whole process because of that is so important. And I'm sure you both deal with that, not just the care part where you're providing medical care, but the actual interactions that you have every day and throughout the day, I'm sure.
That's the great thing about working at a teaching institution, is that we kind of have that programmed into us, is that we're always learning, but at the same time, we're always helping our patients and our families learn. And we are very dedicated to patient and family support, patient and family education. And we treat not just the patient in the bed, but everyone who's there visiting with that patient, caring for that patient.
And I would add that it really is a privilege to be with people during their most vulnerable times and also the most exciting and challenging times of their lives. And I really feel like that's what we as nurses get to do.
Liz, why don't you tell me a little bit about Nurses Week and why that's important?
Nurses Week is very important because it's an opportunity for us to recognize each other and for members of the medical profession and also out in the community to get to understand what we do a little bit better and even tell us about the positive differences that we're hopefully making. Nurses Week in 1990, the American Nurses Association decided to dedicate May 6th to May 12th to recognizing nurses, and that is in honor of Florence Nightingale's birthday, which falls on the 12th. She's a pretty big deal in nursing.
She served as a nurse during the Crimean War.
Yes.
She did, actually. She is the inspiration for the profession of modern nursing, not just for her work in the Crimean War, but she also founded one of the first nursing schools in the world and wrote several books on nursing and how to improve the care that we give the wounded on a day-to-day basis.
Florence Nightingale is kind of responsible for revitalizing the patient care environment. She recognized the importance of sanitation and fresh air and a clean environment. Obviously, in the times of war, those weren't always easy to come by, so she had to fight for it. And so she was kind of the first nurse to step up and say that these are the changes we need to make, and she made them happen.
Well, there's a little bit of history, too, with Columbia in terms of nursing and the not just the profession, but the education of nurses. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of the MU nursing programs?
Absolutely. I'd love to. The University of Missouri healthcare system, we have a long history of excellence in nursing. And even before the University Hospital officially opened its doors in 1956, Tiger nurses have been a big part of the community. The Sinclair School of Nursing was established in 1920 within the School of Medicine, but before that, nurses were an important part of the Parker Memorial Training Hospital, which opened as early as 1901. In fact, the first graduating class of nurses affiliated with the University of Missouri was in 1904.
So, it wasn't really, though, until 1956 when University Hospital was built that it actually kind of all combined, or does that sound right? The nursing program with the academic medical center and kind of bringing everything together on the MU campus.
1956 was a big year.
Right, right. So I understand you're going to have a promotion kind of as we get closer to Nurses Week, but it's starting even today where people can go on to the MU Healthcare Facebook page, and you're inviting them to share their stories.
Exactly. Thank you for bringing that up. We're really looking forward to Nurses Week this year because we have a lot of great ideas to celebrate nurses, and one of them is that we are inviting members of the community and also members within the healthcare system to say positive things about our nurses and how they make a difference.
Well, I look forward to reading some of those comments, and I'm sure there will be a lot of positive ones. That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Liz and Joni for being with me and discussing this important week of recognition. For Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.